As Eric mentioned, Alan Johnston says he doesn't plan to go right back to reporting in Gaza anytime soon, but will he ever? Making that decision whether to return to reporting in a conflict zone is not an easy choice. It's one Chris Hedges had to face. Hedges is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist who was captured in Iraq at the end of the first Gulf War in 1991. He was in Basra with National Public Radio's Neil Conan when they were taken by Saddam Hussein's Republican Guard. They were held for 8 days. I asked Hedges what life was like after the relief of being let free was over.
Innocuous and, you know, rather banal incidents in daily life can trigger re-trigger a kind of fear. The sound of a helicopter, for instance, would be an obvious one. Through a sensory moment, you're sort of rushed back almost immediately to a kind of climate where you live in deep anxiety and deep uncertainty and are constantly afraid.
I would imagine in the aftermath of an experience like that, that part of you would just say, okay, that's it. I'm completely done with being a war correspondent.
Well, that's what sane people do. It didn't affect me. And I started in El Salvador in the early 80s and ended up in the war in Kosovo 20 years later. Covering conflicts like that has its own peculiar pathology in the sense that you don't adjust well back into a normal world, especially when you're in a war zone or in a place like Gaza that's, you know, very volatile. You learn to live in an abusive, you know, what could be considered an abusive situation. You know, when you return to a world that has a kind of stability, it often seems very flat, very banal. You feel deeply alienated. Instead, you tend to sort of rush back into the environment from which you fled. All of that said, it has a deep physical and emotional and spiritual cost that I think, you know, over time sort of pushes you closer and closer to your own annihilation.
Did your approach to reporting change at all? Did you try to do anything to keep yourself more safe?
No. Your perimeter of safety narrows quite remarkably. So that, you know, for instance, in Iraq, when we were ambushed, we were in a convoy. It was raining, rolled out into the mud, into a ditch. And I remember looking up into the mud wall behind me to see if there were bullets going into the wall, and there were not. And I thought, oh, I'm fine. And I think that certainly you feel that terror and fear when you think your life is in mortal danger. Nobody's immune from that, but your perimeter is very, very small. And I remember actually thinking at that moment, you know, you should be afraid. You should be a little. So I think that over time, because you learn to cope with those situations, you tend to be a little cavalier about your safety.
Chris, you're a father, correct?
Yes.
May I ask how your family feels about the work you're doing now?
Well, I don't go into war zones anymore, so they're fine. But certainly, you know, as my son in particular got older, he was living in Zagreb in Croatia. When I was in Sarajevo, he, you know, became aware that his father was in danger. He learned, I remember, in first grade about landmines, and I called in on the satellite phone, and he asked me if I still had my legs because classmates had told him that landmines blow your legs off. He developed nightmares and sort of nervous blinking, and it had a tremendous effect on him, and that was very difficult as a father to watch. And I decided then I would get out. I ended up actually covering the war in Kosovo after that, but I knew it was the cost that it was exacting on my family, on my children, and on myself was just too high to keep paying.
What advice would you give to Alan Johnston, who was just freed by his Islamist captors in Gaza?
Solitude, I think, not rushing back into a newsroom, finding a place of real quiet and isolation to decompress is probably the healthiest way to begin to cope with what you've been through.
Chris Hedges is a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter. His latest book is American Fascists, The Christian Right, and the War on America. Thank you so much.
Thank you.